I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. On the weekend is when he will ski. It's the afternoon J newbie. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He Eiffel Tower the glizzy with Jerry. It's the afternoon J newbie.
That's right. It's 2:38 on a Tuesday on the sweet spot, and that means one thing and one thing only. We need to say hello to the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Marconi-winning Courage Boy in the Morning. That would be our friend, George Dunham. Jubb, how we doing?
Sweet spot. Happy Election Day.
Yes. Be sure to enunciate that.
Get the L in there.
Yeah, I had to get the L in there.
Because the other one's every day, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying,
dog.
Yeah, man. Need some recovery time.
That's right. So we've
ladies,
we were wondering, and we've been giggling about this for, I don't know, weeks now. Have you ever heard of the receiver Xavier Leggett of the Carolina Panthers?
Yes.
And have you ever heard him talk?
I guess not.
Oh. Okay, well, that's good.
We have a treat for you.
Justin, do we have some Xavier Leggett audio that will make Jubb laugh?
I think so, because you were, I think, in your own little foxhole defending Lainey Wilson a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Claiming that her accent's 100% real. People talk like that. I'm so convinced you got the Talk Sport guys to call in that one morning as your friends. That's kind of a payback. But.
Well, no, I do admit that she may have been leaning into it, but I don't know if you heard that morning. I brought a couple of Northern Louisiana experts and my friends who are from Louisiana.
Yep.
Yeah, the Talk Sport.
And
guys.
They confirmed that's the way. As they said, that's the way we talk in Louisiana. I mean, they talk just like Lainey Wilson. And they even admitted that maybe she was leaning into it a little bit. But, yeah.
Do they ever
I think that accent is real.
That stick out to you as being extra country?
No, she didn't, no.
What about your friends?
Yeah, but I guess I just, it doesn't really... It doesn't really affect me unless they say something that I've never heard before, you know, like use a phrase that we don't use here. But, you know, they're my friends and, you know, I just don't think much about it, you know. I don't rear up when I hear the country accent like Gordon does. He acts like he lives in Connecticut sometimes.
Yeah, but you're Captain Red Dirt, so you're always around it. Like, that's your lane. That's your lane.
Do they still live in Louisiana or do they live in the Metroplex now?
They live in the Metroplex, and that was the other point. Gordo thought that once you are away from it, you don't talk like that anymore. Well, as my friend said the other day in a really thick accent, he's been away from Louisiana now for 25 years. He's lived in Texas.
I think
his accent hadn't changed.
I think there's some accents when you move away. The southern accent might be one. It kind of fades. Like there's some words that'll stick around, and then if you go back, it'll return, and some will just stay forever. Like, I'm thinking, if you know anybody that's from England, that they could live here for 25 years, and they still have a thick England accent. Like, that's kind of bizarre to me.
Okay, but how about the Brit actor, though, that is playing all these American parts, and we never know?
Or what about the British lead singer who sounds absolutely American when going into a song? And you can't hear the British accent whatsoever.
Like Mick Jagger?
Yeah, now see, I think I can tell the British accent when they sing.
Okay.
We've had that we can do that again. We can, you could give me some American or English artist and I'll guess.
Right. But I think we have an afternoon job for next week.
We'll play British or nah next week.
Nah.
Mix in some actors
Joe
there. Joe Pesci's British?
Dude, I would need a day off if I found out Joe Pesci was British.
We'll circle back. That's the way we'll circle back to Gone Fishing.
Okay. See? Okay.
Like he's Sir Joe Pesci. OBE.
He's knighted. You mean I'm funny?
Like I make you laugh.
I'm a knight now?
You're calling me a clown. Yeah,
so Xavier, on my shoulder.
Xavier Leggett has a very thick country accent, so much so that he says certain words funny. This is the first one that we caught on to during training camp. This is the way he says February.
How many months in a year got 28 days?
Only one.
Which month is that?
February.
Are you 100% sure?
Yeah.
And you going with that?
I'm going
with
February. All
right, you my boy, so I'm going to give you one more chance. How many months in a year got 28 days?
February.
Just February.
Yeah.
No other month. February.
Okay, I have heard this cat before. Yeah.
He's our favorite player in the NFL.
I wish Dallas traded for him.
Maybe it was y'all that was talking about. He is amazing.
We got the wrong Panther receiver.
We did. The wrong one. I'd give up a fourth for this.
Yeah, for sure.
We need him in town. That would be great. We could, y'all could do a weekly with him.
He'd never be playing in February.
God. And then the rest of the locker room just starts talking like him. Great. Hunter Lepke just has that accent.
Jerry does.
Brandon Aubrey sound like that. Well, have you heard his latest offering where he's talking about food, George?
I guess not, no.
Okay, so here they're talking to him about the game in Germany this weekend against the Giants. And he's awesome.
I just hope they got some good food. I'm a picky eater, so I just hope they got something I can eat.
They have good chocolate.
I don't eat candy like this.
But what are your no-goes? You say you're a picky eater. What are your no-goes?
Yeah, I don't eat seafood. I don't eat like peppers and onions and all that. I don't really eat vegetables like this.
What? You eat like pizza?
Yeah. And, like, I just started eating asparagus.
What was that?
Like, I just started eating asparagus.
Asparagus.
Okay, I have heard this. Did you guys play this last week?
It was like in the opening
week?
Day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Last week
okay,
sometime.
I did. Yeah, that is amazing.
You think Gordo would have fun talking to him? Like, Gordo gets tripped up on just regular words, let alone this.
His Gaylord Perry would come out and he would have a field day.
Yes. Yeah, we got to get the Panthers in the Super Bowl somehow.
Yes.
Let me fast forward here to when he describes why he can't eat seafood.
Yeah, I eat some pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, I eat some pasta.
Chicken, steak, all the regular stuff.
Yeah,
all
no
regular. Seafood, though?
Nah, I'm allergic.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you that one.
I'm allergic.
Seafood, though?
Nah, I'm allergic.
So this dude will probably have a 10-year NFL career. He's a good receiver. When he's done with football, I need this guy on the Fox A-team.
Just call him Blake.
That would be right when Brady's deal comes
yes!
up.
Yeah. This is perfect.
Or, get him on the set with Howie and
and
Kurt. And
have him do highlights.
He'd do better highlights than Terry Bradshaw, right?
Yeah, I thought I talked funny until I heard this guy here.
Golly.
His Louisiana accent.
So I didn't hear the end of your show. Are you guys just totally ripping Jerry like we did for giving up a fourth-round pick for MINGO?
I still don't understand it. Can you guys explain it to me?
I can't. I really can't. But I do.
Well, you have to explain the Trey Lance trade first to explain this one.
Do they have to give up a fourth-rounder every year? Is that just the deal?
Spunt.
Yeah, they had to spunt.
But the last time that Cowboys were 3-5 and traded for a receiver before the deadline, they went on a run, which gave us the Jubb Hawk. So the question is, George Dunham, would you be willing to run it back if the Cowboys can somehow, some way, with Cooper Rush at the helm, get back to the playoffs?
Okay, so Dak doesn't play the rest of this year.
We're just saying the playoffs.
Playoffs. It doesn't matter how it happens, but he's going on IR, so it's going to be Cooper Rush for now. But the Cowboys get into the playoffs. Will you go Jubb Hawk, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Yeah, I mean,
bringing it back!
USA!
USA! USA! I don't know why we're chanting USA.
That's legendary.
Okay, cool.
And you know
that's
what?
So safe. I mean,
we'll go Mohawk with you.
We'll
go Mohawk Albert. With you.
Justin will go Prince Albert.
I'll go. Okay. I'll go Jubb Hawk with you, Jubb.
Sean will go Jubb Hawk, Hawk with you, Jubb.
Oh, we're a girl.
I'll think about
okay.
it.
Okay, we're all safe.
Jubb Hawk
You're not going to ruin
Jubb Hawk Tua. Will you do that?
I don't know about that. No. Slow down.
Yeah. Let's slow down just a little bit.
Daddy just perked
Man,
up.
Man, that's so safe. There's no way.
Yeah, there
is. But
no
my
way.
Only concern is this. What if this is like a... Mm-hmm. What if an 8-9 team can make the playoffs? But they're not going to go. There's no way. They can't go 8-9.
The Eagles, they have their flaws. The Texans, not invincible. So what if we get back to 500?
You're saying this team's not that bad.
What if Mingo just balls out?
They're bad. Saquon's going to run for over 200 this week.
Yeah, he probably will.
God, he'll run flip over.
Yeah, he'll do a flip over somebody.
But hey, desperate times, desperate measures. It took a Jeb Hawk last time to get this thing to a playoffs. Let's do it again.
It did.
Run it back.
Yeah, and maybe this wide receiver trade will somehow launch
put him over the top.
Launch them into a playoff run. Right.
Dude, he's the same size as Dez, 6'2", 220.
Okay.
You got your Dez.
Playoffs. Okay.
What if they have a little cardboard Jub in the locker room like Major League, and every win they pull off another patch of hair.
Yeah, another patch
Sheer
of hair.
Just a little bit more
once
off.
Once they get to 10 wins, it's the full mohawk.
Jub in a Speedo with a full hawk.
We were talking about this morning. What if, because I think this could technically happen, what if for whatever reason the Eagles weren't ready to go this Sunday, mm-hmm. and Cooper Rush just careered it?
Heck yeah.
What's this town talking about on Monday?
That's what scares me, is Cooper Rush is actually going to be pretty good. Not like going crazy, but good enough to win.
Hey,
and it's just like,
5-1, bro.
That's
5-1 is a starter.
Our
Don't
show
put it past him.
Probably what you pay Nathan Eovaldi.
First baseball reference of the week.
Yeah. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Lance. I think this place is going to go insane if the Cowboys, even if they won like 12-10. But if he's the quarterback and they win it, but there's no way they could hold somebody to 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
Start to get healthy.
You're not a Kellen Moore believer, are you, George?
We got 10 minutes till the trade deadline.
That's right. They got Kellen Moore now. Yeah.
Yeah, and who knows what other rabbit Jerry's about to pull out of a hat in the next 10 minutes.
That's right. We got time. Okay. Mohawk it is for the whole crew.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Let's do it. I like the optimism.
That's right. All right, George. Be well.
All right, boys.
Good luck. Love you.
Love you, George.
See ya. Love y'all.
Bye, George.
That's George Dunham.
Bye, Ham.
Justin says bye.
He's going to have a mohawk.
Bye, Justin.
Bye, George.
Lando's rocking the mohawk now. All right.
Bye, George.
A lot going on. That was fun.
Bye, Craig.